WPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris campaigns in Michigan today. Donald Trump will be in Georgia following last night's Madison Square Garden rally. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters. But all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist. And as this campaign enters its final days, ABC News has now learned of a proposal from some of Trump's top aides that would allow him to bypass the traditional FBI background check to grant security clearances to a large number of political appointees.
Almost 42 million Americans have already cast their ballots early. The Gaza Health Ministry, aligned with Hamas, says more than 43,000 people have been killed in the year-long war with Israel, more than half of them women and children. NATO confirms North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to aid in the conflict with Ukraine and that some of them are already on the front lines in border regions. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's going to be a busy week all over Wisconsin. The final week before the election means we're going to have a lot of campaign visits. Here's just a quick rundown of some of them. We've got Governor Tim Walz in Manitowoc and Waukesha today, plus J.D. Vance is in Wausau. Bernie Sanders is in Oshkosh this afternoon. Then tonight, he'll be joined by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here in Madison. Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Green Bay on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris will have a rally/concert here in Madison Wednesday night. And then Trump will be back in Wisconsin for another rally on Friday at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. And over the weekend, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was here in the Badger State. Here's Lisa Hale.
Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday, drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Toni Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday.
If you haven't seen it for yourself, chances are you've seen photos. It was the talk of the city over the weekend. An unusual art installation showed up on Madison's north side. It's a statue of former President Donald Trump depicted nude. The piece is on tour across the country called the Crooked and Obscene Tour. The Cap Times called it anatomically specific, and that phrase is accurate. It's 43 feet tall, made out of foam and rebar, and weighs 6,000 pounds. It's held up by a crane. People were driving around trying to find it. It was kind of tucked behind some trees based on where you stood on private property near DeMetro Park. It's already been in Las Vegas and Pennsylvania. It was only scheduled to be here in Madison for the weekend, so it's likely headed to its next stop. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal after Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury. Running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it's speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pick your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Waiwega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains about myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Und die Bewegung, sie leben Ausdruck unseres Volkes. Und damit... ein Symbol des Ewigen. Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung. Es lebe Deutschland.
All right. Hope everyone enjoyed their Madison Square Garden Hitler rally. God, that was quickly that they had it translated into the original German. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he's a crack engineer, isn't he?
I am.
Chris Lavoy. Wow.
Oh, my
God. Wow. That was just as Hitler. It was even more Hitlery than we thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
I could have given you 13 pages of
sound bites. Oh, no. Thank you. No, thank you. I had them for breakfast. No, thanks.
There was so much ick.
Wow.
I only gave you a little bit of the ick.
Yeah. What a perfect week for the big final Sexy Liberal Extravaganza, which is actually comedy, which is punching up at fascists and not punching down at people that you think are less than you, whether they're brown or gay or women or whatever it is. Wow, who is that a-hole? The one that called
even Donald
Puerto Rico the floating pile of garbage.
That was a comedian.
Pardon me?
That was a comedian.
A comedian, yeah. We don't get it if we don't, yeah.
Right.
Oh, he said Republicans are the ones with a sense of humor.
Yes, he did say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? You have till Thursday if you want to get back in the DNC spirit to get the Chicago Sexy Liberal Show, which is actually comedy, which is actual hilarious comedy that is punching up at fascists the way comedy, the way God intended comedy to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then LA pay-per-view is on sale, and this Saturday, the big extravaganza, if you want to see, you know, comedy that's, what's the word?
Funny?
Yes. Thank you, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Burnett's daughter. Thank you. Yes. Funny.
I think you would know something about comedy.
Yes. Why? And pay only $20 on pay-per-view.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal.
Save the World.
Comedy Tour.
We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world.
This Saturday night from L.A. in the Orpheum Theater.
A live pay-per-view event.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, that'll
shalt not steal, Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we've ever met. Black mama this country.
Yeah, okay.
Special guests Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Representative Adam Schiff, and Glenn Kirshner. Live all over the world from the Orpheum in Los Angeles this Saturday, November 2nd. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. It's the live pay-per-view election special. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Imagine my surprise, Chris, to find that it's according to Fox News and this a-hole comedian that only Republicans are funny.
Yeah.
They're the only, yeah. Because we've been selling out theaters across the country for, what is it now? Let me, 13 years.
13. Yeah. 13.
Okay. I just, wow. I don't even want to play it. Do you?
No, it's
just
you don't
ick.
Have to.
You're right. It's an ick factor. So, all right. Everybody says they come to us for us to calm them. Listen, I am my pants just as vigorously as you are. However, we are going to win this thing. You know who calms me is Mark Elias.
All right.
It's like, we are going to win this thing. Just get out and vote. We're going to make sure your vote is counted. Like all this. Oh, we have a legal lady, that is a friend of Glenn Kirshner's to talk about. You have to remember, all of these lawsuits are failing. As I keep saying over and over, they are not preparing to win. They're preparing to cheat. The thing Trump said, oh, we have a little secret. Yeah, it's that Mike Johnson will not certify the election.
Only if the Republicans keep the House. If
right.
they don't, he can't do anything.
Right. They are not planning to win. All we have to do is get. And by the way, I said that. My friend Tony on my bike ride said, I don't think he said the same thing a lot of our regulars and you know, semi-regulars have said. He said, I don't think it's as close as the polls are saying. I think she's going to win in a landslide. And I think a lot of the polling indicators tell me that. First of all, what's every scare story we've heard? Black people aren't voting for. I just saw the latest poll. 90%. Is that not 7%?
The ABC Ipsos poll that came out
7% are not. I mean, it just every scare poll we get. I mean, tell me this isn't significant. CNN just released new polling that shows Kamala Harris making inroads with traditionally Republican audience. Clinton was up 5 points with them. Biden up 9. She's up 18 points. The late deciders, the independents that they're, you know, polling, she's up by multiple points. They're breaking toward Harris. Just do the work. Keep your head down. Try not to freak out, which I know is difficult because it's I know everybody focuses on the, oh, my God, it's tied. And I don't think any of us knows at this point. Maybe it is. Maybe, you know, but that's all the more reason that you've got to get out in record numbers.
Amen.
And I still, you know, urge you to vote early if you can. You know, don't give Louis DeJoy and the post office and Republican effery a chance, you know, by your ballot gets there too late or they're able to suppress your vote on the day of because you don't know what they're going to pull day of, right?
Right.
In terms of intimidation, violence, God knows, right? You know, making sure your line is 12 hours long. And so, yeah. Anyway.
I was out and about on Saturday night among some friends.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of lapel grabbing.
Yes, I bet there was.
What is going to happen?
I know. Everyone thinks we know. We have.
Oh, no. I was out at night.
Yeah.
Across the street at my neighbor's 60th birthday party.
Oh, no. Everyone in my bike club was like, I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Grabbed by the lapels.
Yeah. And I ran into an old friend and he goes, what is going on? And I'm like, it's going to be okay.
And bike shirts don't have lapels.
No,
I just
want
to point out. So it was a little uncomfortable.
I might have had no shirt on Saturday. So that was hard. It was hard to grab.
Several members of my Major Taylor bike club will be there Saturday night in solidarity.
Yay.
Adrian, my dreamy Adrian, is going to be taking pictures. He did last time.
Yes, he's
a fantastic photographer.
Dreamy.
Oh, God, he's such a okay.
she used the word hunk.
Oh, Austin Shanks, your big football head, former wide receiver for the Rams
Niners.
And the Niners. He's going to be there. He just texted me yesterday.
Sweet. Right. Go Niners.
Yeah. No, listen, there's things
go
that
Rams.
Give all of us gas.
Go
One
Rams.
Of them is Ali Velshi saying I think it was Uber driver who's Muslim, said he's voting for Jill Stein. And then when they broke it down, like, why? He just spite. And I'm like, well, you know who you're spiting is the Palestinians most of all. So I hope you enjoy your moral stance. Because I'm telling you, Palestinians will cease to exist if Donald Trump gets in. And you know that a vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Donald Trump and for Netanyahu. I mean, I don't take him literally. When he says, I told, Netanyahu, finish the job. What do you think that means?
What do you think that means in Trump parlance? What do you think it means when he talks about beautiful, you know, oceanfront property?
It means get rid of Gaza.
Yeah. Yeah. This one. Oh, my God. Breaking. Michigan Muslims endorse Donald Trump for president. He promises peace, not war.
No, he does not.
First of all, has he ever kept any one of his promises to anyone? No.
Does nobody remember the mother of all bombs that he dropped?
Yes. Oh, my God. John Fugelsang did a go look for it. Fantastic, you know, what do you call it? Whole thread about how pro-war Trump actually was. I mean, but anyway, Mehdi Hassan has been great on this. And he's obviously, you know, got a very specific point of view. He said Donald Trump literally said Islam hates us, promises to ban Muslims again from entering the U.S., incited racist hate against the only two Muslim women in Congress, and told Netanyahu to, quote, finish the job in Gaza. And these guys are endorsing him as Muslims. This is madness. This is from Mehdi Hassan. I just have to hope it's not a significant enough numbers. The fact that, you know, last week we're going, really, Alex Wagner, right before the election, you're giving a voice to the 7% of black voters that are going to do Trump. And by the way, they weren't undecided voters. One of them's a Republican running for Congress.
Exactly.
They're all Republicans.
They claimed they were undecided,
doing
but
Republican
they were not.
And Putin racially divisive talking.
Yeah, they
points.
Were not undecided voters. They were decided.
I get the distinct feeling this is also going to be a big you mainstream media vote.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I mean, screw you, LA Times and Washington Post. We will do this without you, you cowards.
Yep.
We're going to win this. And then, you know, you're going to go down in history as the cowards. I mean, they had a Kamala Harris endorsement written. And Bezos can't, you know. I mean, good for the editors that have resigned at LA Times and at Washington Post. What a bunch of cowards.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Washington Post, democracy dies in darkness? No, it dies in cowardice.
It does.
And it's just, and like you think he's going to go easy on you if he wins, right?
He doesn't like Jeff Bezos anyway.
He hates him. It's like, what are they calling it? Like preemptive obedience? No.
It's appeasement.
You fascist pieces of... All right, you know what? Michelle Obama was just channeling me this weekend. Michelle Obama.
I hope you'll forgive me if I'm a little frustrated that some of us are choosing to ignore Donald Trump's gross incompetence while asking Kamala to dazzle us at every turn. I hope that you'll forgive me if I'm a little angry that we are indifferent to his erratic behavior, his obvious mental decline.
Yeah. One more, Michelle Obama.
His history as a convicted felon.
Thank you.
A known slumlord, a predator found liable for sexual abuse. All of this while we pick apart Kamala's answers from interviews that he doesn't even have the courage to do, y'all.
So- thank you. Christopher.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
I feel like he would do better if you would have a little bit of faith in him.
I would.
Who said?
I'm sorry.
I am confident Kamala Harris will be the next president of the United States. We are not cruel. We aren't evil. We don't elect people who are. Who said that?
Zeke and Zeb and Ted and Fred and Bear Brain,
no,
Tennessee.
No, our very best friend, Liz Cheney. Oh. I know that it feels like the vomit's coming halfway up your throat. Push it down. Push it down until next week.
You'll forgive me for not guessing Liz Cheney.
Oh, wait, hang on. I have another hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, rutabaga. Peas and carrots.
Okay, Chris, I have another one.
All right, let's do this.
That is literally the easiest guess to quote I've ever given you. I know you can do this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who said I dare anyone to give me a dirty look? I would just say, hey, you know what? I'm Stevie Nicks. And if I get sick, my entire thing goes down. 40 families are out of work, so that's why I wear a mask. That's how I have a mask on. Hole. Who said that?
Bunny, Bubbles, and Beulah.
Oh, it's right in there. I'm Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks said
Mick Fleetwood would have been a better guess.
I thought you were just referencing someone.
Who else says I'm Stevie Nicks? Okay. I can't anymore with Chris. Only Mark Hamill enjoys your wrong answers. And we will talk to him about that. Oh, you did give it to me already?
It's around there somewhere.
All right. Well, That's it.
Oh,
there it is.
Best of luck to me. Okay, hey, did I mention Mark Hamill will be on panel along with Martin Sheen, who is giving some barn burner President Bartlett speeches on the campaign trail for Kamala lately. Cannot wait. Glenn Kirshner, future Senator Adam Schiff. Unbelievable. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. See, I did that to make you feel better. It was right in front of me.
It was.
And I just because you got guess the quote wrong, I'm like, where's your spot? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Erp, derp.
Credo Mobile. It's the OG sexy liberal company. I'm telling you, they were doing this way before sexy liberal was even. You're 20 right. years, Jody's been using them. They give millions to progressive nonprofits, everybody we love, right?
Yep.
Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, Planned Parenthood, a lot of the very same causes sexy liberal has given to over the years. When you join Credo, you get all you need from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Why? Why, I ask you. Why would a progressive choose anything
else?
Super good, Nancy Kerrigan. Switching to Credo Mobile is smart and easy. Bring your own phone, bring your current number, and go. CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. All starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Ow. Okay, so you're...
Stephanie Miller.
That don't impress me.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Ruth Pundit coming up. Jen Kirkman for the hour.
Yes.
And Glenn Kirshner's good friend, legal lady, Kimberly Well. Am I saying?
Wiley, I think is how we pronounce it. Whaley, I think.
Okay. ABC News legal analyst. She will talk about Republican, surrounding the election, which I know we're all concerned about. This is what Trump said. He said, I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House. Our little secret's having a big impact. He and I have a little secret, and we'll tell you what it is when the race is over. Roger said, sounds like Trump is saying Mike Johnson and the House GOP will override the Electoral College. Also doesn't sound like something you'd say if you think you're going to win.
Right.
Exactly what I've been saying. Just turnout. By the way, so, you know, Democrats are a little bit ahead, I guess, in early turnout because, you know, we've always encouraged that. Trump was the idiot that I don't know whether Republicans finally got him to shut the up about, you know, but I think he said it again, didn't he, on Rogan? Something about, you know, you shouldn't vote by mail. I'm like, okay.
He's been telling people to vote early.
By mail.
Right, but he said it again on, you know, just the same thing that happened during COVID. Is don't have a voter. Because this is why they do these, you know, laws so that they don't count, right, so they can say red wave that he won on election night and that, you know, the Democratic votes come in, are counted later. And yeah, it's obviously by design. So anyway, just get out whenever you. Okay, hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Oh, good morning. You know, I'm not surprised at anything that happened in Madison Square Garden, but we should all be activated. These people are organized and they are dangerous.
By the way, that's another sign he knows he's not going to win. He's not winning New York. He was up there talking about winning New York. You know, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And, you know, just the, I mean, it's not even a dog whistle, you know, that comedian talking about Puerto Rico. And I have a neighbor who moved down to Florida. She's a Puerto Rican woman, and her eldest tends to vote Republican. And, you know, kind of in that whole, like, young guy, you know, pro Second Amendment, quote unquote, you know, stuff. So I just sent her the clip, and I said, share that with your son. And, you know, I mean, we have to, but this is the thing. It is not black men. It is not Latino voters. It is white voters, okay? 57% of white women voted for him in 2020. I hope that that is changing. But what about the white men out there? Mm-hmm. White men need to start having conversations in their little inner circles and start putting some onus on them.
Yeah.
Because they are the biggest problem.
Well, you know, and Frangela, Frangela said something brilliant Friday. It's about Roe. It's not about the bros.
Right.
You know, and that's
right.
I get this whole, like, I mean, tell me this isn't perfect summation of the misogyny behind this whole, the appeal to misogyny. So Elon Musk's stupid pack, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
I dropped a new ad yesterday labeling Kamala Harris a C-word.
Yep.
Remember I said how soon before we're yelling the N-word? I guess we're close. I guess they're saving that for their closing argument. But this literally says, warning, this ad contains multiple instances of the C-word. Viewer discretion is advised. Kamala Harris is a C-word. You heard that right, a big old C-word. In fact, all the other C-words think she's the biggest C-word of them all. That's right, she's a tax-hiking, regulation-loving, gun-grabbing communist. Oh, see what they did there?
Uh-huh.
And the worst part, she's proud of it. Kamala Harris, the C-word, America simply can't afford. See you nationwide, Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. Ha, ha, ha. So funny.
Mm. Adorable.
Oh, God. Republicans and humor, not so much. Okay. Amy Siskin said that if we all pitch in and get out our vote in the 7 swing states, we will win in a landslide. Do something. LFG. LFG.
Oh, I just got what that stands for.
Let's effing go.
I know. It took me a second, too. Why? It means let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I was kidding.
Yeah. I posted video of me phone banking. If I can do it, literally anyone can. I am the worst suited person to phone bank ever. 29 minutes.
You talk to people on the phone for a living.
I know. You should be fine.
Right.
Wait, but I can hang up.
Oh,
not the other way around.
Okay, got it.
29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two people were shot in a downtown Madison restaurant yesterday. It happened in the early morning hours at Sabora's Fusion Grill. Police say there was some kind of altercation and shots rang out. One man has injuries that aren't life-threatening, but the other is in critical condition at the hospital. Also, over the weekend, someone was shot at a Dane County gas station. The sheriff's office says authorities were called to the BP on County Highway N Saturday. That's in the town of Pleasant Springs. There, they found one person had been shot multiple times. They were taken to the hospital. We don't know the extent of their injuries. Lots of law enforcement agencies are part of this investigation. The Dane County Sheriff's Office, Wisconsin State Troopers, and police from McFarland, Cottage Grove, and Stoughton. And we now have some answers in that bizarre case of cross-contamination where some people ate some pizza and learned they had ingested THC. Friday, we reported that people who ate at Famous Yeti's in Stoughton were testing positive for the substance. Officials from Public Health Madison-Dane County were called to investigate when multiple people were taken to the hospital, and one said, hey, this almost feels like I've eaten an edible. And all the people with symptoms ate pizza from Famous Yeti's. Health department staff found that a container of pizza dough there tested positive for THC. Well, here's the update. A report from the health department says last week the operator was making pizza in a building that operates as an industrial kitchen for lots of businesses. They have their own separate spaces, often entire rooms to themselves. Well, this person making the pizza dough ran out of cooking oil, and they started looking in other kitchens to borrow some. Health department staff say the person grabbed what looked like cooking oil, but of course it wasn't. It had a label on the lid saying it contained THC. Now, we don't know what business it was that had that oil, but health officials working with police say it was something totally legal in Wisconsin. Last week, officials got dozens of reports from people who ate there and just didn't feel quite right afterwards. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Listen. Saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Yeah, thank you all. You saw it at the convention in Chicago. Those days are over where those guys get to think that they're patriots when all they do is crap on this country. And you saw it.
Yeah.
We took the flag back. Kamala, Beyonce, and the rest of you took freedom back, that's for sure. And I'll be damned if Donald Trump will lecture me on what family values are. So we took the flag, we took freedom, we took family values, and this one for me personally, I'm taking football back from.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Go on, Coach. Amen. Come on with your bad self. All right, I'm fired up. I'm sorry. Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Hey, Max out and let Freddy remember. Hey, to let him joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Hiya, Rude Pundit. Hi.
Hi.
This is your little calming pill on Threads. You said, fun fact, to help your panic attack, from October 1st, 2012 until the election, Gallup never had Barack Obama polling ahead of Mitt Romney with likely voters. Most of the time, Romney was leading. Obama ended up winning by nearly 4%. I'm not even sure what's the everyone says cautiously optimistic. I am gastrointestinally, distressedly optimistic.
Yeah.
I'll get them up.
I mean, I have to cling to whatever pubic hairs of hope I can at this point.
Yeah, like a lice.
I mean, we were saying it's just, you know, Romney, McCain, we didn't agree with them. We didn't want them to be president. But, you know, you wouldn't have thought, that we didn't think the Republic would be over. That they were basically decent
really
humans.
Things.
Right.
Yeah. But
John McCain and Mitt Romney think the same thing, right, or worse of Donald Trump than we do. That's where we've kind of come as a country. Right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and we sit there and we would cringe at the idea of what would happen. And frankly, some of the same things would have happened, like the overturning of Roe v. Wade because of appointing the justices. But we wouldn't be sitting here on the precipice of what feels like mass violence against opponents.
Yeah.
if they win or if they don't win.
Yeah, I mean, you threaded it. You said, where are you? Oh, hold, please. Oh, you said I voted early for Harris for Democrats because I'm not a hole and I'm not an idiot. I'm just sorry. I at this point, this is why I'm not good at phone banking. He is an idiot. And if you're voting for Donald Trump, you are also an idiot. You are just as selfish and despicable and racist as he is. If with everything you know. You're whatever you want to call yourself, then racist adjacent, fascist adjacent. You're okay with all of it,
right? If you just sit there while the racism happens and you don't do anything about it, and then you support the person who lets the racism happen, yes, you are a racist. Whether no matter how many black friends you have, or how many black people you might have dated.
Yeah. By the way, you retweeted the Nation headline, Kamala Harris does not deserve the nation's endorsement. And you just said congrats to everyone refusing to vote for Harris because of Gaza. You're not saving a single life, but you are doing exactly what Netanyahu wants you to do. And I would argue further, you are voting for the extermination of the Palestinian people. Donald Trump means it when he says Netanyahu should finish the job.
Yeah. And two other things there. One is that that was written by the Nation's interns. The Nation did endorse Harris.
Okay.
So, but that was something they let the interns write because I don't know, the youth vote. The other thing is that Trump has also said that he would have no problem bombing civilian targets in Iran if the U.S. went to war with Iran. They would have no problem bombing cities or anything.
Yeah, the peace president.
So he's even saying that that would be the United States' strategy, is what Netanyahu is doing in Gaza and Lebanon.
So here's another just a little, calm down pill. Our friend Joe Walsh said, I'm not going to keep beating this drum. For months, I've been in battleground states almost nonstop encouraging Republicans and independents to vote for Kamala Harris. At every stop in every battleground state, I hear from Republicans who tell me they are voting for her, but they're keeping quiet about it. I hear this everywhere I go. I just believe there's a quiet groundswell of support for Kamala Harris among Republicans that the polls aren't picking up.
I believe that as well. You know, like I think that I understand and I want us to be nervous, but it's a fine line, isn't it? That all the indicators are.
But, you know, okay, I actually dug down in into some numbers. I mean, not in a really wonky way, but right. for my Patreon readers.
Yes.
And thank you. and I was looking at Michigan because I am aggravated with some of the things with the Harris campaign. You know, I'm like Chris with when it comes to the Republicans. You know, when you bring up Liz Cheney, you know, my sort of gut reaction is F her.
Yeah. Your sphincter snaps shut. I understand.
Yeah. And, yeah. And also that I wish she'd have had a Palestinian speaker at the DNC or would have said something that moves even further away from the Biden administration's stance. However, the number of voters, of Arab American voters, and this is what I was confining it to, in Michigan, that she would lose, that she might potentially lose. If we put it at 100,000, which was the number that voted uncommitted at the Democratic primary in Michigan, but then there's like 2.9 million registered Republican voters. And if she peels off 10 to 15% of that,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's sort of more than makes. And if that's the strategy and it works,
yeah.
Well, then.
No, listen. By the way, enjoy your moral outrage, you Jill Stein voters, as you enjoyed Palestinian genocide and also women bleeding out willy nilly in parking lots, because he will do a national abortion ban. But okay, so let's.
But I mean, let me just. I want to reemphasize one point though, which is. Your vote against Harris will not save a single Palestinian life. It just
no.
Won't.
It will kill more.
Yeah.
It will more than likely kill more because as you said, Trump has indicated in Netanyahu he can just do whatever he wants and then give the land to Jared Kushner to make reports.
Of course, Rude. You are a I don't know if you're aware of this, but you are a tenured professor as scruffy as you are, and.
Yeah. How did that happen?
But just, you wrote a great piece, as you do. We need to be done with Donald Trump. I mean, it just, this is a moment in history that, you know, you're going to be teaching about, everyone's going to be teaching about, that is just, it really is unprecedented, isn't it? And I think part of the point of your piece is just, even if he hadn't committed all the crimes and he wasn't as awful and despicable as he is, his presidency was an unmitigated disaster. There's a reason why every historian ranks him not just not so good, Rude, last. Every study they have done of professors, historians, whatever, last. He goes in dead last. And you just write, one of the most stunning things about the last near decade now is how much the country has been contorted by one man. We're in this beyond moment, teetering on the brink of totally and irrevocably... because of Donald Trump. Yes, it's also everyone who voted for him, everyone who elevated, everyone who kowtowed to him, everyone who wipes his ass so he keeps going. But in the end, it comes down to one damn man. It's a perfect example of what happens when your nice little democracy relies too much on basic human decency and when the decent ignore or elide the acts of the indecent. And you talk about that just the seeds of his ascendancy were planted over 40 years ago with the rise of the moral majority, Reagan's openness to a portion of the craziest mother... on the right, allowing the evangelicals, John Birch Society leftovers, a place at the table. If it continued with a ridiculous Pat Buchanan's nativist campaign, I always say that was the moment, his speech, when I became a liberal. By the way, it's a straight line from the 2000 election. Thank you. I say that all the time to the enforced patriotism of the post 9/11 era, to the imperial presidency of Dick and Cheney, to the Tea Party, to Trump, with lots of other events and ideas in between. I mean, Charlie Pierce writes about this a lot too, Rude. That this, you know, he's just seemed to more fully allowed them to become who they've always been. This awful Republican Party.
Yeah, Trump likes to use the term now. He talks about Harris being the perfect vessel for all of this, for all of apparently the communism or whatever she's bringing, and really, he's the perfect vessel for everything that these people on the right have wanted to do. Yeah. He's got the celebrity. He had the following before, and he's, you know, people are just stupid enough to believe him, and that he taps into that racist vein and gives them the high that they want.
Yeah. And by the way, you said it really is like mass hypnosis. That does feel like what we're watching. It's even beyond a cult. I mean, and you just said the 2020 election was a damn miracle because it took place in the middle of a pandemic and should have been one of the great moments of a communal triumph in our history. No, we couldn't have that because Trump, who was expected to lose, lost. And now just 28% of Republicans are confident that the votes in 2024 will be accurately counted based on nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
It's one man who has decided to not only undermine our elections. I mean, there was this great episode of the NPR show Reveal that talked to election officials in different swing states and how across the country they can't fill the election worker positions because of fear and because of everything that they do to election workers.
Oh, by the way, did you see what state was that where a guy wears a MAGA hat into the vote? Everybody knows you can't do that. You can't electioneer. You can't wear, trust me, I'd like to wear my political t-shirt. Everyone knows you can't do that. Yeah. So
no,
election worker
asks
him to take it off and he ends up punching him. You know, like,
yeah.
Then there's a woman that was wearing a Trump MAGA t-shirt.
She took it off.
Took it off, voted in her bra, and told him to suck her...
JD Vance called her a patriot.
Well, that's a patriotic beep right there.
Yeah.
Did she say male C word? Or
yeah.
She did?
She did.
Oh, she's lovely. That's classy. Classy
great.
With a
that's
K.
Great.
Okay.
That's- Just God bless America, right? Yeah.
You summed it up perfectly. You said, if you feel like I do, like we're existing in a panic attack, wrapped in a fever dream, covered in a secret sauce of anxiety, then understand this. The only way this ends is to be done with Donald Trump. We need it to stop. So he needs to lose, and then we need to go through whatever avalanche of bull Trump is going to subject us to as he flails about in his last gasps of electoral relevance, aided by Elon Musk's billions, supported by MAGA drones who would lay down their lives for their right to continue to be racist and drunk dunk on the libs and beat up trans kids and tear apart migrant families. We need to go through it and come out on the other side and see what's left and build it back to some kind of normal again. Kamala Harris talked about this yesterday, just exhaustion. I think there was a huge exhaustion factor.
Yeah.
Even people that used to support him, they're exhausted. And when what was that thing last week? He's like, you took Kamala Harris, you're a piece of vice president, get out of here, you're fired. I'm like, how many years ago did he jump the apprentice shark?
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, what an old moldy, like, you're fired. Like, is people still going, oh, I mean, even the apprentice got canceled how many years ago because the ratings, whatever, and he's still just... Oh.
Yeah, well, season two pretty much is where it jumped the shark, but it was...
Yeah, you fired Kamala. I'm like, oh, wow, is that still funny to somebody, or, my God?
We've just never seen... We've seen politicians attack the left. We've seen them attack, we've seen them attack the hippies. We've seen them attack, anti-war people. We've seen that, but we've never seen anybody who's basing their candidacy on dividing the country.
God.
And on, we've seen the demonization of immigrants. We've seen all of that, but we've never seen it just as such an open display of hate and racism.
Yeah.
And it's like we're watching all of these, 45% of the country that's been on a 9-year coke bender, and we're hoping that at some point they realize, oh my God, we're exhausted.
Yeah. I wonder how many other moldy old references he's going to try if he's done with your fire. Up your nose with a rubber hose, Kamala.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Kiss my grits, Kamala. Sit on it and spin, Kamala.
Sit on it, exactly. Sit on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah, if we're going to go back that far, sure.
You said, I don't think all of this, gestures at everything, continues as it was once we're done with Trump. There is no one who scratches the celebrity itch and gets the stupidest people to vote. All those wannabe successors are worthless. Even the famous MAGA suck-ups don't have Trump's P.T. Barnum-like ability to corral the rubes and get them to give their money and their freedom to protect him, unless Trump himself anoints a successor. And you said, we can be done, really. This can be over. Think about how that will feel, how we wouldn't have to hear his slurring, sloppy voice or read his idiot brain droppings and pretend they matter. Think of the feeling of liberation, the sense that maybe there is a future where we make things better. We need this. It is one f-ing guy, for f-ing sake. We should be able to step over his ass and move ahead. Oh, thank you for this piece, Rube. It's true. Yeah. Like, they wouldn't be trying to suppress your vote if it didn't matter.
Right.
We have
the
power to stop this. This is our moment.
I've never seen such an effort to stop people from voting in the, you know, since the, you know, 1968, once the Voting Rights Act was passed.
Yeah.
And, you know, but they are trying to take it back to that. What did Trump say in his stupid speech? He was talking about, you know, the Alien Whatever Act and said, you know, back in the 1790s, oh, we had law and order then. Yeah, you think?
Oh, my God. By the way, Ellie Mistal, who is not happy clappy, decidedly said, one thing that's giving me hope today is that rich white men seem very confident that Trump is going to win. And when these guys are at the apex of their self-regard, it's usually because they've momentarily forgotten women exist and also have power. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be one of the other huge stories of this election is the gender gap.
Yeah, I think the early voting is 55% women, 44% men, or, you know, 55 point something, 44 point something.
Right.
And it's and pollsters are saying they've never seen this wide a gender gap.
But this kind of turnout, and I think there's a silent vote there, too. Women that are telling MAGA husbands and boyfriends, oh, yeah, of course I'm voting for Trump, right?
And I'm in a bluer than blue area, and I waited in line 45 minutes to vote.
Wow.
On Saturday. Yeah. So, I mean, it was, and then when I left, the line was even longer.
Yep.
So I heard from people in Brooklyn that it was like that. I've heard elsewhere in very blue areas that people just want to be heard.
Yep. LFG, right, Chris?
Let's effing go.
There you go. Took me a second to know what that meant, too. Okay, all right, let's go, America. We love you, Rude Pundit. See you next week.
I was trying to think it was Larry effing Gatlin.
That's it. That's totally it.
Time to take out the Gatlin guns of freedom. Here we go. Democracy.
Ooh, there we go. Nice.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
See ya.
I'll give you that one.
All right. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It's starting to get a little cold.
It's a little chilly.
In the morning and in the evening.
This it's supposed to be really chilly.
Yeah. And I go to my long sleeve Cozy Earth pajamas. Yeah. I have the short sleeve. I have the long sleeve. My Cozy Earth sheets, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what time of year they are. The bamboo visco sheet set. Oh my God. Everyday luxury. It is because they're temperature regulating. Super soft. It is made from viscose from bamboo. Who knew? So soft. They get softer with every wash. I've got a duvet cover and the Cozy Earth sheets. They're temperature regulating fabrics, keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. What? 40% off? How amazing is that? CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets, Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have a presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and he rehearsed it.
Ridiculous. And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudie's. You know what? There comes a time in every life for choosing. Bonnie and Clyde choose to be near the Dr. Marty's and not with us.
Well,
they're up
they're
there
moody.
Guarding their Dr. Marty's. Very possessive. I mean, I thought they were possessive of me. No, not like the Dr. Marty's. Dr. Marty's is the best dog food in the world, period. Just telling you.
Yep.
and dogs go crazy. I have evangelicalized all of my friends. All my friends' dogs are Dr. Marty dogs now.
Oh, good. Because
it's not only the best food in the world, superfoods, but it's raw, it's freeze-dried, it's shelf-stable, it's pantry-safe, so it's easy for you, and it is so amazingly good for them. It is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It's all packed in there, raw, freeze-dried, so all of the flavor, all of the nutrients are there. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. They go crazy for those. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. 58 minutes after. Oh, my God. We've talked a long time. Brian Tyler Cohen said the Democracy Dies in Darkness newspaper refusing to endorse in an election where a candidate incited an insurrection and called for termination of the Constitution is the clearest indication yet the rot that has pervaded our media. We're doing it without you, media. Doing it without you. We're taking back our democracy. 58 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.